USA Radio News.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for kids as young as 6 months old, finding them both safe and effective.
Any death of a child is tragic and should be prevented if possible. And COVID-19 is one of the leading causes of death in children. By vaccinating our youngest children, we hope to prevent the most devastating consequences of COVID.
The final step in the process is a recommendation from the CDC, after which shots can be administered in doctors' offices, clinics, hospitals, pharmacies, and other locations. Vaccines are on track to arrive as soon as Monday, a spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services said. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The city of Uvalde and its police department are working with a private firm to seal records of the horrific shooting at Robb Elementary School. According to documents obtained by Vice, the records the city are trying to seal include body camera footage, photos, 911 calls, emails, text messages, criminal records, and more. The letter says the city does not want to release records due to the ongoing litigation, investigations into misconduct by the FBI and others, and the fact that some records could be seen as, quote, highly embarrassing. The cryptocurrency markets are already in a meltdown. Now, New York is on the verge of becoming the first state in the nation to partially ban some energy-intensive Bitcoin mining operations. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More flights are being canceled.
U.S. Airlines canceled high numbers of flights for a second straight day on Friday as they tried to recover from storms while accommodating growing crowds of summer vacationers. By mid-morning in the eastern U.S., airlines had scrubbed more than 1,000 flights after canceling more than 1,700 on Thursday. Airports with the most cancellations include Charlotte, North Carolina, a major hub for American Airlines, as well as LaGuardia and Newark Liberty in the New York City area, and Reagan Washington National. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
The Belgian food safety authorities are allowing a Belgium-based Ferrero chocolate factory to reopen after it shut down in April following cases of salmonella food poisoning. The authorization to reopen will be granted for 3 months. The Internal Revenue Service unveiled a new artificial intelligence system it says will cut wait times to resolve simple tasks and improve customer service. The new phone system can understand complete and natural ways of speaking. The previous unauthenticated phone bot could only answer basic questions and allowed callers to set up one-time payments. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.